what we expect is too low. We need to be looking at the Lord. If we follow him, Lord, what's the next phase of my ministry? What do you want me to do? And whatever he say, just do it. If he just, it could be as simple as study the word, pray more. You know, the Lord told me to do as many broadcasts as I can. So I used to do one on the way to work, one on the way home. And I said, Lord, something ain't right. All my broadcasts sound alike. I went to work the next day, and Brenda came, bless her heart. She said, Thurston, the Lord told me your prayer bank is low. I said, thank you. I knew what to do. I did a broadcast on the way to work. I prayed in the Holy Spirit going home. Easy fix. And I studied, you know, I studied whatever God prescribed for me. I pay attention to him, talk about it. And I pray in the Holy Spirit randomly. Most of my praying is listening to the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he's doing something. I know for a fact that he's always working. Never stops working. Always working. Always doing good. Finding people that will hear him. And I trust him. So he told me some things that's my part to do. And then he told me what he would do. Now, he can't do what he's going to do unless I do what I'm supposed to do. So my faith is to obey him. I do as many broadcasts as possible. And he alert people to go here. Many people all over the world. And I thank God for that. So I think big. My pastor had a prophecy. Think big. I think big. I said, Lord, help me think big as I need to. Help me do all this in your heart. You know, God can do, and I know, I have to do that. I know for a fact that God can take a fraction of one and solve millions of problems. And the reason I say a fraction of one, we're spirit, soul, and body. And we live from the spirit. That's how it's supposed to work. Our will is formed in the heart. And we learn pieces of his wisdom, and we put it in motion. We don't use our mind. Our mind may not agree. And our body is too weak to do what God wants. But he used that essence that he give us, and we speak it in the world. That's a fraction of our life. And he can solve millions of problems with it. You gotta change your mind if you think this way. You can't look at yourself as an ant. You can't look at yourself as unnecessary. You have been washed in the blood. You have a brand new heart, a brand new spirit, same thing. You can fill your mind with the word. You can fill your heart with the word of God and renew your mind. You're receiving his concept so that your mind won't be in disagreement. You can drive doubt out of your whole body, out of your spirit, your mind, and your body. You can be free from doubt. You can be free from fear with perfect love. You can be free from unbelief, which is rejection against God. Unbelief is choosing to not disagree. When they stoned Stephen, they stopped their ears. They didn't want what God was saying. Except for Paul. He witnessed it while he was holding their coats. He was in agreement. His mind was still rolling with the Pharisees. But his heart wanted to know God. So when he heard the concepts of Stephen being a Pharisee, it started pricking his heart. Jesus said, why do you kick against the pricks? And he changed his opinions. He renewed his mind. And he became a very wonderful asset to the kingdom of God. Just like you. You got to look at what God can do through you. You probably, if you do a great move of God, you probably won't get to lift 100 pounds. Unless you help set up a tent or something. The essence of what you do, it may not even cause you sweat. But the revelation you relay is powerful. It will change hearts and lives to every hearer. And you have to see what God sees. And you can't look at tradition. We can trace our traditions. All roads lead to Rome. They set the pattern of the way we worship. They set the pattern of churches. The only problem was they were doing foolishness. They was they invented purgatory, and you put money in the pot to get your half-hearted people out of purgatory, so they could go to heaven. Then, which is a lie. Them people were going to hell, and they still down there. You have to go to heaven through Christ. Thank God for Martin Luther. He protested against that. But the pattern and the way we conduct services is still based on what they did. Now, Jews went to church often. They didn't just go one day a week. They rested one day. Now, no matter how often you go to church, that's not the point. It's what you do when you get there and how you conduct it and what God... See, people... They used to listen to a pastor and getting saved and then do the best they can and work and support the church. But everybody, what if everybody had a relationship? What if everybody had, they were hearing from the Lord and sharing testimonies? And what if it was done or orchestrated by the Holy Spirit? And I know that you're not going to have church all day, but you can have the Holy Spirit all day. And what if people became so mature that they started writing books? Everybody has a testimony. What if they would put, my pastor said one time, use YouTube to share the gospel. Use Facebook to share the gospel. Now, these things are important. Oh, I'm out of time. I'm way over. So I'm going to have to stop right here. I got to go do my daughter's class. Remember, God is with us. I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord, and He's always working. Stay in victory. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.